ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So again, we request cell phones off. We usually have to say 3 or 4 times to get the message through. Yeah, and thank you to our photographer for switching off his cell phone. And we also request our very active photographer to take a break during the lecture. I can do a few acts for you if you like. He's working hard. Yeah, those on the street who want to come in, they can be invited in. You're welcome. Most welcome, most welcome. Vanga. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabhah.
You can read the choice.
So the ultimate goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. But it may take many, many lifetimes to do so. Such a person is called a Mahatma, a great person. But such persons are not many. Now, what is the qualification to surrender to Krishna? Generally, it is thought that one should, the first qualification is that one should be in the human form of life. Actually, there in history, there have been many great devotees in non-human forms. The eternal associate of the Lord Garuda is in a non-human form. So is Ananta Deva. And we have in Ram Leela the monkeys headed by Hanuman, who are great devotees. Also Jatayu. There's the elephant Gajendra, who is a great devotee. And even in temples in India, there are some elephants who have been great devotees. But in general, humans can take to Krishna Bhakti. It's not expected, generally it's not expected that living beings in the form of non-humans take to Krishna Bhakti. Krishna says, Jnanavam mam prapadyate. One who is in knowledge surrenders to me. So, generally, living beings who are presently in the form of humans, they can acquire knowledge. You can train an elephant to dance and to carry logs. But generally you cannot train an elephant in spiritual knowledge. That is only possible among human beings. So really human life is meant for this. To cultivate spiritual knowledge, culminating in surrender to Krishna. But there's more qualification than just having a human body. If one has a human body but one's mind is animalistic, then he will not be inclined to Krishna bhakti. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. From persons who are in sattva guna, they can, from that sattva guna, that develops knowledge. The persons who are in the lower modes of nature, rajoguna and tamoguna, they have no inclination towards spiritual knowledge. Now, in the present age, Kali Yuga, very few people are in sattva guna. Everything is going on under the influence of rajoguna and tamoguna. So people are practically just like animals. Ahara nidra bhaya maithun. They have no goal of life other than eating, sleeping, entertainment and fighting. If there was some jugglery being shown here, so many people would come to see. Or if there was some, cricket star. If there was some cricket star, famous, who's a famous cricket star from Tamil Nadu? Anyone? Ashwin is cricket star from Tamil. So many people will come to see. But if there's a discussion on what is the ultimate purpose of life, people think, they don't think. That's the problem. They don't think. How many people actually think about what is the meaning of life? Most people just go through their life, they're born, and they go through their whole life and they never really think, what is the meaning of life? But really, elevated human life begins with Brahma Jignyasa, Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Now we have attained this rare human form of life, we should inquire into the nature of ultimate reality.
அந்த வாழ்க்கையுடைய அடிப்படையான தத்துவங்களை பற்றி நம்ம வந்து ஆராய்ச்சி செய்யலாம் என்கிற எண்ணம் நமக்கு வேணும்.
Now we can't discuss this among animals.
இது மாதிரி விஷயங்களை நாம மிருகங்களுடைய சமூகத்தில் விவாதிக்க முடியாது.
He may say, well, of course not, because they don't understand human language. But then why do humans not take any interest? Because humans who are like animals, they don't take any interest in this. See, the animal is just interested in its immediate interest. Where is some food? Oh, there's one pig, male pig, sees a very beautiful female pig and thinks, all right, now I have to fall in love. So the animals, they have no thought beyond the immediate. Or if they may do, just like the birds build a nest. With the idea that the female will lay eggs, and in this way they will have a nice family life. But they cannot think, who am I? The bird thinks, I am a bird. The pig thinks, I am a pig. The human thinks, I am a human. And they never consider, actually, what is the meaning of life. They don't consider that before I had this human body, I was in another body. And after this body, I will get another body. So I'm not really a human. This body is human, but the body is temporary. I am eternal, Atma. So people who are just in Rajogun and Tamogun, thinking, I am the body, I have to enjoy myself, they are unfit for spiritual knowledge. And even if one is cultivating spiritual knowledge, it may take many lives to come to the conclusion. It may take many lives to come to the conclusion because in material life we're not much inclined to the conclusion. When Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita about Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavam Prapadyate, it means prapati, surrender to Krishna.
Krishna in the slogan in the Mahapavati,
that means giving up all personal plans for sense gratification. And very few people have enough faith in Krishna to do that. Actually, our real best interest is served by surrendering to Krishna. We'll become fully satisfied. பவந்தமேவானு சரண் நிரந்தர பிரசாந்த நிசேஷ மனோரதாந்தர கதாஹம் ஐகாந்தக நித்ய கிங்கர பிரஹாஷயாமி சநாத ஜீவித. This verse was, this very beautiful verse, was composed by Sri Yamunacharya Alabanda, who was a resident of Sri Ranga. Praying, he says that, when will that day come when I am fully satisfied to identify myself as a servant of Krishna? When my mind is fully focused simply on Krishna, and instead of my mind wandering here, there and everywhere, only thinking of Krishna, I will be identified simply as a servant of Krishna. I'll be fully peaceful and fully satisfied, knowing that I am in the shelter of a proper master. So this is the relationship between the Supreme Lord and His dedicated servants, surrendered servants. The devotee feels fully protected and safe in the shelter of Krishna. But the materialistic person, they don't want this. They think, why? Why should I surrender to Krishna? They want to enjoy their senses separately from Krishna. But the result is they have to get born again and again and suffer again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. So, someone who is trying to cultivate spiritual knowledge, they have to come to the point of surrendering to Krishna. So why does it take them many births to do so? I mean, just briefly, in a few minutes, I, who am nothing very special by any means, have been able to describe what is the ultimate goal of life. It's very simple. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we, the jivas, we are very tiny in relation to Him. But if we surrender to Him, and we'll be fully sheltered and fully happy. So it's not a very difficult thing to understand. Then why does Krishna say that it takes many lifetimes for someone who's cultivating knowledge to come to this point? The reason is that even if someone is fed up with material life and they become spiritually inclined. They may understand this material world is miserable and they want liberation from it. But they still maintain a sense of independence from Krishna. They don't have faith that Krishna will fully protect them. And they may be inclined to this idea that after liberation, you yourself become God. Or that you merge into the Brahma Jyoti and just lose your personality. So although it is actually intellectually an easy thing to understand that we have to surrender to Krishna, and not many people in this world are very much interested in it. There may be many people who speak of God and consider themselves religious. But much of what goes on in the name of religion is more like some kind of business deal. We make some contract with God. Okay, I'll go to the temple once a week and I'll offer this much money and you have to do this, this, this and this for me. We invoke God to help us enjoy our sense gratification. So this spirit of surrender to Krishna, that comes by developing faith that our real position, our constitutional position, is only to be the servant of Krishna. Bhaktis tu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. By the association of devotees, the spirit of bhakti is infused into other persons. When we say bhakti, we mean pure devotional service, shuddha bhakti. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kamadhyanavritam anukul yena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. You can try it. There are lakhs and lakhs of people who visit temples of Vishnu. Especially at Tirumalai and number two must be Sri Rangam. And in North India, here people don't know, but in North India there is the lakhs of people visit the temple of Srinathji at Nathdwara in Rajasthan. So like this, many people visit temples of Vishnu. But not many are interested to surrender to Krishna. But the Vaishnavas, they move in this world and they tell people that you don't have to wait many lifetimes. Why not now? We don't have to take many lifetimes to surrender to Krishna. We can do so right now. We simply have to accept that Krishna, you are my master, that's all. Bahu janva kori prabhu noinu sharan. After we think many lifetimes I've already passed without taking shelter of Krishna, now I shall do so. So that spirit to surrender to Krishna, that is imparted by the Vaishnavas to unfortunate people will accept that. Now it may happen that we think, yes, now I'm going to surrender to Krishna. But still we have so many material attractions. We don't find it easy to go from the position of a bewildered spirit soul to that of a pure Paramahamsa Vaishnava, just like that. But the desire to surrender to Krishna is the beginning of doing so. And therefore, Bhagavan has kindly given us the process of sadhana bhakti. Which is the process of acting in Krishna consciousness. So that gradually our consciousness becomes purified. Purified means getting free from material attraction. And becoming more and more attracted to Krishna. So in this process there are many activities. Among which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended 5 as being most important. The first is sadhu sangha. To associate with devotees of Krishna. Generally we think of sadhu as someone with a red cloth and a long beard. But really a sadhu means one who is a devotee of Krishna. That is the definition given by Krishna himself. Sadhu nam hridayam mahyam sadhu nam hridayam tvaham maranyatena jananti naham tebhyo managapi. Krishna says that these sadhus are my heart and I am their heart. Because they know nothing but me and I know nothing but them. So, bhakti is to be executed in the association of devotees. And not necessarily a sannyasi, it can be grihastha or whatever. So sadhu sangha, then the second point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends is nama kirtana. Nama kirtan is especially recommended in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, because we are very weak in mind and body and we have very short lives, we cannot undergo difficult austerities. We're practically useless for any spiritual activities. But one thing we can do is chant the holy name of Krishna. So that is essential. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Bhagavat Shravan. We should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat Sarartham Ashvado Rasikaisaha. We should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Rasik devotees. Means devotees who are relishing the spiritual nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Mathura Vas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends one should reside in Mathura. If one cannot physically reside in Mathura, one should aspire to do so. One should mentally do so. Mathura means the land of dedication to Krishna. So that should be our determination to be fully absorbed in Krishna. And Shraddhai Shrimurtir Seva. With great faith, one should worship the deity of Krishna. So, these processes will, if we practice regularly, then daily, then this will bring us to the point of perfection in Krishna consciousness. So, ultimately, we have to surrender to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught prema pumarto maha, that the highest goal of life is full love for Krishna. After many lives, a person in knowledge will surrender to Krishna, may surrender to Krishna. But surrender is the platform on which love develops. Surrender is the entrance. The pure love for Krishna, that is the essence of the essence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajabadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita. The highest mode of worship of Krishna is that of the Gopikas of Vrindavan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kulina, Krishna Bhakti Sri Kulina Mare, Gopikas Bhagavan Sri Krishna Yavadipatam Raya.
Because they only desired Krishna's pleasure.
Karan Gopikas Bhagavan Sri Krishna Yavadipatam Matame Natamadava Bhakra Yavadipatam.
Of course, that is true of all pure devotees.
Yella Yavadipatam Sutta Bhakrami.
But the intensity of their love for Krishna is indescribable. So taking the dust of the lotus feet of all the great Vaishnavas as the decoration on our head, we pray for their mercy and desire to follow in their footsteps. By the mercy of the great Vaishnavas, we can all come to the platform of pure love of Godhead, even in this very lifetime. We don't have to wait many lifetimes. We can, in this very life, we can develop pure love for Krishna. If we are serious enough to do so. So why not? Labdva sudurlabha midam bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam api hadhira turnam yatetana patetanum ritya yavan nishrayasaya vishayakalu sarvatasyat. After many, many lives you have attained this rare human form. This human life is very valuable. Because in human life we have the opportunity to cultivate Krishna consciousness. But it is kshanik, finished very quickly. Therefore, a very intelligent person, considering all of this, thinks that, well, I have to die soon, I won't be long in this body. So let me do whatever is required so that I don't have to get born again. And if we think, well, what about enjoying myself? There's so many things to enjoy in this world. We've already done that in so many species of life. In sense enjoyment is available in every species of life. But only in human life is it possible to develop Krishna consciousness. So why not do that? It is very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very easy process. Chanting the names of Krishna. There are many other things to do in Krishna Bhakti Sadhana. But the essential process is chanting the holy names of Krishna. So everyone can do this. Whatever situation we may be in. We may be a student or a businessman or a housewife or an invalid or whatever.
ஒரு வீட்டில் வாழக்கூடிய ஒரு பெண்ணாக இருக்கலாம், ஒரு வியாபாரியாக இருக்கலாம், வயோதிகமான நபராக இருக்கலாம்.
We have to take time out for chanting Hare Krishna. So please do it. Many of you present here are already doing it. So those who are already doing it, please canvas others that you also do it. Make this rare human form of life successful by chanting the names of Krishna. That's all. Simple message. Hare Krishna.
கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பற்றி இப்ப உபன்யாசியை பற்றி சன்னாதியை பற்றி கேள்விகள் தயவு செய்து கேட்கலாம். இது அருமையான வாய்ப்பு. பக்தியை பற்றி கேட்கறது கேள்விகள் தமிழே வந்து கேட்கலாம். மகாராஜ் ஆங்கிலத்தில் சொல்லுவார்.
So where's the book table? அதை
கேள்விக்காக ரங்கநாதன் குரு says that how we can understand one man has ascended from tamogun platform to sattvagun platform.
We're not much interested in going from tamagun to sattvagun. Sattvagun is also within the material modes of nature. Of course, it's better than tamagun. But the real thing is to go beyond that to shuddha sattva, the position of pure devotion to Krishna. So we can advertise the books. Is there a book table? I don't see one. I hope there is.
புத்தகங்கள் புனால இருக்கு. இந்த புத்தகங்கள் இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தி தான்.
Yeah, okay.
புனால கலிய புத்தி பண்ணிக்கறாங்க. இங்க வந்து ஒரு பக்தர் இருந்தா இந்த புத்தகங்கள் வந்து பல மொழிகள்ல சில பிரபாதம் ஆங்கிலத்தில் எழுத புத்தகங்கள்.
Show the books.
அதிகாரத்தில் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாவுடைய வாழ்க்கை வரலாறு இந்த உபன்யாசம் கொடுத்த தவிர்த்து பக்தி வாசன மேல ஆந்திர எழுதப்பட்ட புஸ்தகம் தமிழகத்தில் இருக்கு. சைதன்ய மகாவுடைய வாழ்க்கை வரலாற்றை பற்றியும் அவருடைய உபதேசங்களை பற்றியும் தமிழக மக்கள் அறியாத உண்டாகும். தயசீத புத்தகத்தை வாங்கி பிடித்து ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாவுக்கும் 15வது நூற்றாண்டு தமிழ் இந்தியா முழுவதும் மிக முக்கியமாக தமிழகத்தில் கூட வந்து இந்த நாவ சங்கீர்த்தனத்தையும் இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தியையும் வைஷ்ணவ தர்மத்தையும் எப்படி பரப்பினார் என்ற விஷயத்தை இந்த புத்தகம் மூலமா புரிந்து கொள்ளலாம். அவருடைய நீரைகளை தயசீர் புரிந்து கொள்ளலாம்.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit above the book.
இது மகாராஜா எழுத புத்தகம் உலகம் முழுவதும் புகழ் புத்தகம் தமிழகத்தில் இருக்கு. வந்து வாங்கிக்கலாம். இந்த புத்தகம் வாங்கிக்கலாம். இது புரமசுரம் படித்து தேர்ந்து கொள்ளலாம். அவர் ஒன்றும்
மாத்வா ராமானுஜா சிவன் நாராயண் the basic principles are the same.
Yeah.
May you know the basic difference between Ramanuja Siddhanta and Prabhupada Siddhanta.
The basic difference between Ramanuja Siddhanta and Prabhupada Siddhanta, that's the question. Actually, it's what Srila Prabhupada teaches is, it's not his own personal philosophy, but he's following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramanuja's teachings are known as Vishishtadvaita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's system is known as Achintya Bheda Bheda
Darshan.
Now, one of our acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda, he has stated that the Vishishtadvaita of Ramanuja, that is the Viti Swarup, that is the very basis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So practically they are very similar. Although the technical terms may be different. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, that one specialty is that, yeah, as I was saying, he emphasizes prema. Whereas in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the emphasis is on prapatti, or surrender. Otherwise, there's in essence, there's no major difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is very simple. He emphasizes more on chanting. Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita teaches about rebirth. What about the present life? Well, for the present life, Krishna gives direction also. Present life, Krishna teaches that in this life we have to do something. Nahi kastik kshanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit. We have to do some work at every moment. So Krishna says, mat kama krin mat paramo. Taking me as supreme, you work for me. In Arjuna's case, that was fighting. Krishna told Arjuna, mama nasmara yudhyacha. You remember me and fight. Krishna says, swakarmana tam abhyacha siddhing vindati manava. Everyone, by performing their work, can attain perfection by worshipping him, Krishna. So Krishna's teachings, they're not impractical. It was Arjuna who wanted to be impractical. And just leave everything. You want to know where all your money is coming from? You want some formula? Like you want to make God into an ATM? There is suffering in this world. We suffer because we have made others suffer in the past. So whatever suffering is there, accept it and chant Hare Krishna. Get out of this miserable world. More questions? Hare Krishna.